quote Amar Bishimon. Learning over here, Paragvam Bishalom, Rabbi Shimon, Emosa Bismanchi, Kadosha, Muves. Haisa, learning over here, we're going to go in Paragvam, Mishnevav, Rabbi Harav, Hagoin, Rabbi Yitzchok, Dr. Ariel, the Colonel Shlita, is leading us in the learning of the Mishnah. Paragvam Mishnevav, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Emosa Bismanchi, Kadosha, Muves. What does the word Muves? I never heard this word before. Rav, what's the name of Rav? Rav says, when the inner one spread, when the inner one spread, or the chitzayna al nechya, the arman will always say before shachitzayna, the chitzayna is tahara. Nachmal. A mosach, yeah. Right. When it's spread, okay. So when, yeah, kisha pasa so hapnimis, when the inner one spread, oyachitzayin the outer one, al nichya, the amar leel shachitzayin the tahira, hani mili bezman shehi kaadosha muves. Muves means exactly shamichya kaadosha mitzum tzemes. The word muves, a new word in the vocabulary. There's a new vocabulary word. All the students who are listening online, the billions of people listening online, we have a dosage for you also. Muves means mitzum tzemes. Exactly. Never heard this word before. Ki'il lokach adosha v'som oysa sham. Ah, that means, muves means you can bring it. You can bring an adosha and you can put it right there in the spot. You can make a deposit. Make a deposit. Fits right in. Shamichi adosha mitzemes l'apos lo yosa aval im ha'isa ha'michi yisei b'chad b'litz and it was larger than the adosha. Vayit in the Mishnah, b'zman shim b'chadosha muves aval ha'isa yisei b'chadosha. Hamoisar simin pisyon lepnimis. Then let's say it was more than adosh the extra. The moisar is siman pisyon lepnimis. Then go back to a mosai. Fine, okay. So you no longer have an adasha. What? Let's see what the rav over here. Hamoisar simpis lepnimis rachitzoyne temeya. Kloimar im pasa apnimis al oisa moisar on that moisar. Stay in lahachlet. Why? Pnimis mishum pisyoin rachitzoyne mishum michya. Ah, mishum michya. Fine, vim pasa achitzoyne al oisa moisar. Mikol mag machitzayna lahachlit mishum michya v'apnimis lahaskir. The ain halacha kaim
shemim. You're not going to say it's not going to be pishyon mibifnim because from the michya side it's still coming.
Right. So in other words, when it's going to be more than an adasha, it means that when it shrinks, what even though part of the michya is shrinking, you're still left with an adasha. Even though there's going to be shrinkage, but you're going to still be left with an adasha. Fine. So let's review that point. My mind is not, I'm very distracted with myself. So, Gaiva. I have to humble myself and try to apply myself to the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Shimon Emosa Bezman Shehi Chadosha Muves is an exact Hadosha, Chayisa Yisrim Chadosha. Then when it shrinks, so then you're still left with an Hadosha. If you're left with an Hadosha somewhere in the middle over there, so that adosh is automatically going to be a simen lahachlit the chitzayna, and then there's going to be a pisyon. So where's the pisyon? So then the halacha is going to be yes, the mois is simen pisyon the benimis, the mois is simen the leftover simen will be fine. The achaset tameya. But wait, but what happens? Let's go back to the rav one more time. A mois achitzayin tochayra kisha pasa penimis achitzayin al mechia when it spreads, it's going to be what? Imosai tohu be tohira, the amran leel shachitzan tohira. Hani mil bezman shachis kadosh muves. Shachamichya kadosh mutzim zemes. Leipachas lo yoser. Avolim hoyser michya yisem mechadosham. It was more than a moisar. Seven pistol and penim. Then we're going to say that the moisar, the extra, is going to be a simoin pistol and penim. Shachitzayna temeya. Kolaymar im pasa penim aloisa moisar shtein lahachlet. Hapnimes, Mishon Pesyon, Vachisan, Mishon Mikhya. Vim Pasa Hachitsoina, Aloysi Mysar. A, Mikol Mokoim, Hachitsoina Lahachlet, Mishon Mikhya. Vyapnimes Lahaskir. Now, here I don't understand this. L'chor, this should be according to all opinions. Why does it say over here, Ve'ein Halacha Karaban Shimon? What's the problem over here? Doesn't everyone agree to this? What? Why would you say not? I don't understand. Why would you say that? The ain halacha k'rabbi Shimon. Why not? Why not? The svar is according to all opinions. Who would disagree with this opinion?
Because we said that according to Rabbi Akiva, we said tahar because the mechya was not virgin skin. So over here, you would say the same thing, that it's not virgin skin.
It's not called pisyoin.
Right?
It's not called pisyoin.
Right. So it's not going to be pisyoin. I the mechia. So the question is, if the mechia is still the size of an adashka, then it should be tummy. So I don't know why, unless it shrank to less than that size.
No, it did not. He's saying it did not shrink to less than that size.
I don't know from why is that from the Mishnah.
Oh, let's see. Maybe we'll see more. Let's see weiter in the Mishnah. Rav Moshe always says, when you don't understand something, you go weiter. You go weiter. If you come to a point where you don't understand, okay, accept it, and you go weiter, and then you're going to have siyata d'shmaya, that you'll, when you'll see weiter in the Mishnah, you'll be able to see the side that you're missing to understand, and you'll understand. Weiter.
Did you ever meet Rav Moshe?
I never met him, no. When I was, maybe as a bit, my father took me to him for a brach when I was an infant. But I have no recollection. In Ruach HaKodesh, he said something then, which, it's very interesting what he said to my father. And Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh. I can't reveal, I apologize, I can't reveal what he said. But
okay, I'm not going to wait for the Ashko biography, so you may as well tell me now.
No, he didn't say something good. He said something, he basically revealed to my father my weakness.
Your weakness?
Yeah. And like, I'm going to need help to overcome this. And he should, and it's interesting, here I am. I'm already Zokin Mamre. And all my problems are exactly what Moshe said. He chapt the ganz zach. He chapt the ganz zach.
That's because mitzvah lishma divrei chacham. You listen to what the rabbis say. It's very good.
And probably he was megal the problem, but I wasn't able to overcome the problem that he mentioned. And that's taka why I am where I am. Look, all my friends are marrying off their children now. They're all marrying off their children. Remember, he chapped the nekuda. The nekuda ha-primes. Sit with HaKadosh, Ramesha. Weiter in the Gemara. Weiter in the Mishnah. Weiter. HaKadosh, HaMoshe, Sim, Fizim, Lamuchi, V'achitzoyna, V'achitzoyna, Tmeya. V'achitzoyna, Tmeya. Yeah. Okay, fine. Let's go weiter. Hoya, let's say hoya boyak pachos. Now let's do it as a boyak. A boyak.
Boyak is tah.
What?
Boyak is tah. Is tah. We said boyak is something that's shiny, right?
Boyak taharhu. Taharhu. Let's see. We said boyak pachos mechadasha samuch lepnimis, near the pnimis. Vachitzoyna makefes la boyak. So let's say over here, Hayaboyak Pachas Mechadasha. Siman Pisyon Lepnimis. This is a Siman Pisyon for the Pnimis. The Ain Sim Pisyon Lachitsoina. Siman Pisyon of the Rav. What does the Rav say? Siman Pisyon Lapnimis. Imposiso Hapnimis. Vichisiso es Haboyak Hapnimis. Apnimis Lahachlet. Shrei pasa mibuchutz v'yim achitzoyin a pasa v'chissas a boyak ein oy simen.
Let's say, hold on.
Skipped.
Look at the last line. Hayab boyak pachas mechadasha. Did you say that?
You know, you're right, I skipped. You're right, you're right. Baruch Hashem, you saved me. That was a great save. You're going to give him an award.
The one person in this year that caught the mistake. That's me.
We're giving him an award. An award. Okay? Let's say, Chayisa, you say to Miko Adasha. Let us say, for example, let's say that it was larger than an Adasha. Let's say the Bayak. Chayisa, you say Miko Adasha. Let's say it was larger than an Adasha. The Bayak.
No, it's Pachas.
What's larger than that? What's larger than Adasha? No, before that, the second to last line. Nachmo, Amar Rabbi Shimon, Emos and Zalman, Zalman, Yukia Adasha Buves, Chayisa Yisem Echadasha, or Hamoisar Simon Pisin Lapanimis, Fayach Yitzan and Tanea. No, so I didn't skip.
No, I remember you were reading the Rav. You were reading the Rav on the next page before finishing the Rav on the first page. No?
Let's see the Rav. We did this Rav. This is become a chaytzon lach l'mishum mi'michi. Rapidim is last. Give ain alachem b'shemim. Hi, now new case. No, I didn't skip. Everything is good. Hi, Bayak. We'll take back the award. In Shemaim it says kaven diave loy. We don't take back. That's what it says. That once you get, they don't take it back. Only the Emmys. Only if you win an Emmy do they take it back. Hoya boyak pachos mikodesh. Let's say you have a boyak and the boyak was less than a lentil. Gevaldik, a boyak less than a lentil. Samach lechunis and vahachitzayna mekefes lebayak and the chitzayna surrounds the boyak. So it says sim pisin lapanimis and sim pisin lachitzayna rav sim pisin lapanimis and pas lapanimis lechitzas the boyak lapanimis lachlet shadei pas sami bechutz. Because it's spread, let's say the chitzayin pasul of the chitzas apayak going inward, ain't a simple pasul of chitzayin, ain't a nega pois sel the soichai. Vahai, the nega boyak pachos mechadasha, the mechoy kadasha, hoye metame mishon michia, the kaimulon michia metame bechol hamaris, avu pachos mechadasha, ain't ka michia, the ain michia pachusa mechadasha. So he's saying over here, what is he saying? What's the mishon coming through here? But a boyak. A boyak has a din of a, if a boyak is stam a boyak, it's a boyak. A michya can be any color it wants, even the color of a boyak. It's a modern mission over here. I don't understand what he's saying over here. One more time, the raf.
He's teaching you something very interesting about bohak. That bohak, if it's less, I mean, the Chumash said bohak.
Tar.
Like, it's if it's yaiser, it's supposed to be tahar legamri.
So let's see, let's, yeah.
He's telling you over here that a boyak can somehow be that of a mechia. If it's a mechia, then it's less to work on.
Ahoy, a boyak. Pachas mechadash is samach lepanimis. The boyak that's near the panimis, achitzayna, makafes la boyak. Seven pieces of panimis and pasal and panimis vechitzas a boyak panimis lahachlet. Shrei pasal bemechutz, machitzayna pasal vechitzas a boyak. Ina seven pieces of chitzayna, shrei nia nega pasal tzeichay. Vaydirak a boyak pachas mechadash dim hayim bechadasha. The size of mechadasha hayim tamishu michya. Oh, how could that possibly be? It's a boyak. No, a boyak is the zel bezach. The kaivulon michya betam bechol maris afilu pachas mechadasha, even less nadasha in kan michya the in michya pachusa mechadasha. All right, let me see over here. Let's talk about over here in Eka Mefarshim, Eka Hamefarshim, Mishnah Vav over here. The Mishnah Vav Hamoisar, okay, Vav Hamoisar Simon Pisven Lepnimis, the Moisar. Is a simon pisyon lepanimim mefarshim? Yeah, is a simon pisyon lepanimim. The last lay the Rabbi Akiva the Amar in nega paisel l'sech nega. Whatever is left over is going to be considered to be a pisyon. He does not hold Rabbi Akiva the Amar in nega paisel l'sech nega. Right, that was yesterday. Rabbi Akiva's pisyon has to be into ordinary flesh, not to a michya. Inami, masha mechya yisera mechadosha, einoi bichlal nega, nega chitzoin, el lekeshor or bosahu. If it's, wow, that's a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. Then a michya has a shear. And anything that's going to be more than the ikar shear of the michya automatically is not part of the nega. It's not part of the nega. L'may nafkamina, that the extra portion can be fertile ground for pisyoin of the beheres. That's a chiddush. It's a very lomsh chiddush. Now I understand why that's the hardest learning of negoyim v'oilas. There's a din where in Lomdis, we look at it. I never heard such a concept in halacha. Halacha, you always have this concept where you have a zach. And the zach, you know, there's no shear. They have small zach and big zach. And you need a michya to be metame the nega. So it's bigger than a michya. No? So in Gvaldik, it's bigger than a michya. So it's a little bit more. You have an empty seat on an airplane. No. Empty seat. No, you have some leg room. No. If it doesn't need to be there, it's not a chelik of what we're discussing. L'may nafkamina, that if there's a pisyon l'soich, the extra, it's considered a pisyon. If it was into the ikar, shi'ur, that's not called a pisyon. But here it's extra, we can discount it. That's a tremendous chiddush. Lom shavart. I don't recall hearing shalom shavart in the last 3 hours. It's a very long shavart. Hamoisar siman less later we keep the in the names of an inami. You think Biden would understand this concept? Look, the best line he said was when they play, I didn't realize what he was like a saying, Staka, very sad. When he walks into him and they play Hail Chief.
Yeah.
I wonder when is he coming already? If I would say such chiddush like this, they would say Arois from the Beis Medrash. It's amazing. It's a very big chiddush decision thing. Boyaku. Das is given a boyak. V'hu kesem sheba'or adam l'mata mi'arba amar. So a boyak just means that it's a stain in the or basar that's less than the armar. Schir. Chaya poyak pachas mechadasha. Let's say the boyak was less than adasha. Perish harav tumua kumo. Perish harav tumua. Ah, look at that, we're machav into this. The Peirush of the Rav is Tamua is not understandable. Tamua. Kemosha Kosef Hatosfis Yamtif Ahiskim Leperish Horash. The Lule Peirushim Zal, Peirushim Zal, but not for the Peirush of the Rav. Yesh Lefarsh Pshitus. The Boyak Pochus Mechadosh Tre Mile Nin Boyak. Pachas mechadasha trei milei ninu, v'oi ketani. It's a different sugi. We're now entering into new charter territories, new waters. We're now entering into new territory. And what is it over here? The boyak, a boyak that's less than mechadasha trei milei ninu, v'oi ketani. V'achi kama, haya bein penimis lichitzoina boyak, oi michya pachas mechadasha. Ah. There are two. You have in between. Now going back to the beginning of the Mishnah, you have in the Mishnah two negoyim. Abaheres in the Pnim and Beres in the Mechutz. In between is either one of two things. Either you have a michya pachas mechadasha, or you have a boyak. It doesn't matter how big the boyak is. The Amilsa the Rabbi Akiva mehader the Amaleel the Afil pasapnimis ein kan pisyoin. The svir leisham michya choshev kinega ve'nega poisel nega ve'alo amar hacha the davka michya dasha choshev kinega avol pachas mechadasha. But let's say the michya is less than adasha, even the halak Rabbi Akiva is going to be moide that is called a pisyon. And let's say it's a bayak, even a grosser bayak, Azoy grois. Doesn't matter if it's pois, it's going to be gold. It's going to be gold. The how dafke mechi yachid adol chash negav. Al pachas gadasha in negav. Vahilch leif oim rabbi akiva the pois l'soicha. Vodim boyak kevon shein shem negav lav. The chash of kishora basal in pisyon. Vah negav pois l'soicha. So let's see over here chaz this mission again inside with all the different perushim. It's a very hard mission. Migvoyim is very hard, no? It's like Migvoyim is also very hard. Migvoyim was Migvoyim is from the hardest Masechtos, and so is this.
Migvoyim. It is beyond me. They give you a bunch of rules, and there are no pictures to accompany the rules. You know? Forget about the different shades of white. But that's like the easiest thing. And different locations, a beer, a
head. Why do you make pictures here? I don't understand. Why do you make the pictures?
So many rules to remember.
Let's see. So let's ask the mission inside. Amar Rabbi Shimon, a Masai, Bizman, when do we say it's going to be, when there's going to be a Pisyon, it's going to be Tahar, Bizman Shi Cho Adosha Muves. Exactly. Muves means you can pick up an Adosha and you can put it right in that spot. It fits in there like Mamish. B'diyuk. But let's say it was Haisa Yisrael Mechadasha, and now it shrunk. What did it shrink to? It shrunk to an Adasha. So now it shrunk to exactly an Adasha. Oh, so that means the Pisyon took away, spread into a Michya. Oh, so Rabbi Akiva before said when it shrinks into a Michya, that's not called Pisyon. So what's the law? Haisa Yisrael Mechadasha, then Hamoisar. Simon Pisyon Lepanimis. So now it's taka spread inside. So therefore if the inner one spread into the Michya and it leaves over a Michya, so it's called Pisyon. And you can have two reasons why this fellow still remains a Mukhlat. He's still a Mukhlat. Number one is a Mukhlat because of the outer one, because it has a Michya inside. And he's a Mukhlat because of Pisyon for the Panimis. Not like Rabbi Akiva who says a Michya.
Why is
he still Tamei? Because from the outer one, is a Michya. There's still an Adasha. Even though the Michya shrunk, but it's leaving over an Adasha.
Right. But not according to Rabbi Akiva.
What do you mean? Why not according to Rabbi Akiva?
According to the outer one, so you have more than an Adasha. So for the inside one that spreads, that's Pisyon. For the outer one that shrinks, you still have
the Adasha.
You have residual Michya.
Right. But now you think, right, according to Rabbi Akiva, the inner one is not, that's not Tam. The outer one is still Tam because of the Adasha. But the inner one...
The inner one should be Tam according to Rabbi Akiva because you went into a Michya.
Right. Okay, that remains the same. Or we said, even according to Rabbi Akiva, because since it's extra, we don't need that, we don't need it, we only need to make the Michya, we only need an Adasha, and here it's more than an Adasha, so the part that it chopped away at is going to be considered to be Pisyon, because we don't need it.
That was the longest term that
the Michya was part. Right, so everyone is going to agree to this. Everyone is in agreement. This vachitzanet and therefore a pisyon lepanimis vachitzanet tameya. And again, we gave another reason. What was the other reason that he gave? He gave two reasons why even Rabbi Akiva would say now. He would say, "Go by the mafarshim." He says the mutter the less little Rabbi Akiva, the less little Rabbi Akiva. No, sorry, right. Either it's not like Rabbi Akiva because ein achanami ein pisyon. You can't have a pisyon going into a nega, or it's going to be like Rabbi Akiva. And in this instance, Rabbi Akiva is going to admit because in this instance. Is going to admit Rabbi Akiva that it's going to become, because in this instance, you don't need that extra. That extra is superfluous. Okay, then we go on to the Chitzoyin Tameh, because the Chitzoyin for sure is going to be Tameh, because the Chitzoyin still maintains a Michya, the size of an Adasha on the inside. Now we go to a new case. Let's say Chaysa Boyak, or, oi, let's say there was a Groysa Boyak, in between 1 and 2. We're going now back, I'm reading now the second parish. We're going now back. We're going to learn over here. We're dealing over here with two beheres. A beheres A B, and now we're going to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says there's no pisyon. There's no pisyon into a michya. But let's say the michya that it's spreading into was pachos micha adasha, or let's say it was a groisus shib, but it was a boyak. Hoya boyak, or it was pachos micha adasha, and then it spreads. Even Rabbi Akiva is going to admit that this is called the Simen Pisyon L'Panimis. But the Ein Simen Pisyon L'Chitzoyna, why is it not called the Simen Pisyon L'Ch? Because Ein Pisyon Panim, you don't go spread inside, you only spread outside.
So we never had the case of less than an Adasha. We had the first case in Mishnah Hay was exact.
Now for the very first time, we are introducing the case which is going to be, you're starting off with less than an Adasha, right? Taka, very good. So when this fellow first came to the Kohen week number one, he had a double pisyon. He had a pisyon because of the Panimis, the pisyon for the Chitzayna. When he came to the Kohen for the very first time, there was a pisyon for the Panimis and a pisyon for the Baheres. A double Baheres.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, let's go weiter.
How did they do this? It's like amazing that you have, you know what, I can see that the Kohen Taka was not an Einstein, because we said that the Kohen has to make the decision, but he can have a Chacham next to him that really is a dermatologist, you know, that knows the Deen and better. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Interesting. Beautiful. Tyre Hevelimit Alitzar. Okay, let's look at the chart.
Okay, let's look at the chart. The chart over here says, okay, Mishnah Dalit. Wait, what am I doing? Which Mishnah? I'm all confused over here. Mishnah Vav. Okay, that's on the next page. Okay. Hemshuch Din Baheres. Wait, did we do all the Mikha Mepharshim? Oh, we did. Wait, we already did the whole thing. Right, fine. Fine, we did the whole thing over there. Hemshuch. Yeah, we did the whole thing. Hemshuch din baher.
Let's
do
Okay.
Perush hoya boyak pachas mechadasha. Perush around the previous page 43. Let's say it was less than nadasha. Let's say it was less than the size of an nadasha. Hoya boyak pachas mechadasha. Let's say the boyak was less than the size of an adasha. Perush araf tamuhu. Kamoshkos adasyon. This can be perush arash. Velule perusham zalif. Not for their interpretation. Yesh lefarish bepshitus. The boyak pachas mechadasha trei milininu. When it says boyak pachas mechadasha, the words pachas mechadasha are not modifying the word boyak. Don't make a mistake. I think the words pachas mechadasha is coming to be masver. It is an adjective. No, yeah, an adjective. It's not coming to be masver. The qualities, the essence, the godless of the boyak. It's an andere zach. It's a zweite zach. It's a neue sug, a neue unfang. It's a neue dor. Hayakab el chadash, asher lo yada, as Joe. So what does it say over here? The boyak, yesh lefarish b'pshad, the boyak pachas mechadash, a tremilininu. The oi ketari v'yachi kamar, haya bein, pinimis l'chitzoyna boyak. Between the insert and the yad, there was a boyak, a michya, or a michya, that was pachas mechadash,
So it's a bohak of any size.
That milsa, the Rabbi Kiva, the Amal going bedavka back on Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Leel, the Afilu Pasa Pnimis, the Vit spreads Ein Chashav Pisyon, why the Svil Leisha Michya Chashav Kinega. According why the Afilu Pasa Pnimis, the Vit spreads, it's not Chashav Pisyon. Why? The Svil Leisha. Shamichya chashav kinega, because the michya is a nega, the ain nega poisel a nega, but Allah mahocha. The dafka michya kadosha chashav kinega, avu pachsa kadosha, ain we kinega, the choim rabbi akiva, the poisel a soicha. Vu adin boya, kevon shain shim nega olof, chashav karn basar, since not called a nega, it's like lergil skin, but the inyan pisyon, va nega poisel a soicha, there's a din of pisyon. Alright, good? Now let's see the chart. We have a title: Hemshach Din Bacharis Pnimis V'Chitzayna U'Bineyem. Between them are a Michya Abayak. Go and have your M today. I want to ask you. Tell me any three chidushim b'nogeya the sugya of the Beheres Pnimis and a Pnimis Chitzayna and Bineyem is a Michya. Tell me anything you want to say. Anything you want to say, tell me a chiddush. Tell me a chiddush.
What I'm going to say is bring back the sheretz that's found all over the Talmud. I have more of a relationship with the sheretz than I do with the bayak, or with the mitzvah.
Bein abeheres yesh, between the beheres yesh mechi yisir mechadosh, larger. V'nismata lichadosh, he makes it very clear here. That when it was nismata, it diminished to bidyuk mutzumtzem, the bidyuk to exactly that size. So what's the halacha in nismata? They have a heres apnimis, apnimis tameya, mishum pisyon. Not like Rabbi Akiva that says there's no din pisyon into a nega. Hamagam liel oy af Rabbi Akiva. Why the lundis? The lundis is because since over here that it's the yisera, it is not necessary for the shiur. Memela, there's going to be the heres lefi shemash lefi ma sheyeser habemichya. This that it was yesterday b'michya al kadosha nechshav kabosar v'yachitzar tibei mishom al michya kadosha shenoy shom b'soyach. So if you won the lottery twice, this guy, you go to muchlat land for two reasons. Number one, you're already in muchlat land because you have the adosha of the michya is inside, and that remains even though there was a diminishing. The diminishment did not yet reach the level where it's less than adosha. So therefore, you remain muchlat because of chitzayna. And mitzad the penimis, oichet, you're a talmidic mensch. You're a nishta good mensch. You go to muchlan because there's pisyon. And don't tell me, oh, but there's a pisyon into the michya, and the michya doesn't count. We're going here like Rabban Gamliel. Nish like Rabbi Akiva. We hold here in this muchlat center. This muchlat center is named the Rabban Gamliel Muchlat Center. When there's pisyon into the michya, tamei. You're not here in the Rabbi Akiva Muchlat Center. Be'ed mazel. Weiter. Next, im nismata yidei hachitzoyna hapenimis lahaskir lefi she'om lebe'inecha. It stayed the zelbe zach. V'yachitzoyna tamei mishum amichya kadosha she'noisha b'soicha. The outer one remains some because you still have a michya, even though it's diminished to a michya, you don't have pisyon from the inside, so that's the hesker. But you have at least maintain the status quo, you still have a michya. Okay, now we go to the next part of the chart. On the left side, everyone please draw your attention to the chart. On the bottom left, im nismatu al yidei habeheres apnimis. Let's say, oh no! So we have here it says bein habeheres yesh bein habeheres and naidin. Over here in the gray, it says bein habeheres between the bein habeheres bein habeheres b'lashon rabin. Yeah, yesh boyak mechya pechusim mechadasha v'nismatu. So you notice over here oy mechya pechusim mechadasha. Wait a minute. Why did it say v'nismatu? Oh, because of pisyon. Okay, fine. Okay.
It's getting
smaller. So over here we have a new case. Notice over here he's ignoring the Rav in the chart. And he's following Veluli de Mistapina. Veluli de Mistapina, I would say a chidush, like the Rash. Oi, oi, ketani. And that's exactly what he's presenting here for us in this chart. Im nismatu, so bein abechor, yesh boyak. Oi, or, oi, oi, ketani. or a michya pichusim michadasha. And now both of these are nesmatu. So the she'el is going to be, is this going to be called a pisyoin? And the and we're going here even according to Rabbi Akiva. So im nesmatu ayde b'habaheres ha'penimis. The penimis vaxed oisgrois. So we don't need any longer to call this according to Rabban Gamliel. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, he's going to be tamei because once the michya, when the michya originally was less than the size of an adash, it's not called a michya. It's not called a michya. It's not called a michya. In the mail of the pisyon works. And this not why the apanimus apanimus tamei mishum pisyon. Lefisha boyaku michya. The boyaku michya pchusim echadash im simum tuma v'nechshav kar b'basur. Af Rabbi Akiva. That we still agree with. Everyone agrees to the Yesoid Ein Pisyon L'Soicha like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir said that. We don't go Stam Mishnah Ki Rabbi Meir. If everyone agrees this. Im Nismat V'Aydei Achitzoin L'Soicha Okay, I'm sorry. Not like Rabbi Meir. We remove the sign from the Mukhlat Center. Does nicht Rabbi Meir's Muchlat Center. Different centers. Would you like to go to the Rabbi Meir's Muchlat Center, Rabbi Gamliel's Muchlat Center, or Rabbi Akiva's Muchlat Center? We charge much, much more for Rabbi Akiva's Muchlat Center. No. Rabbi Gamliel's Muchlat Center. Because he's the most makel in all the cases. You'll get out of here quicker. So there's more of a demand. You want to get out? Kesef Ya'ana Esakal. You got a very crowded center, Rabbi Gamliel. Im nismat oide achitzoyna, achitzoyna einen dit meis lefish ein pisyon l'secha. Well, if you shein b'michya boya kadosha, and you no longer have in the michya, and uve boyak ha'adosha, who cares about that boyak? What's the boyak? What do we care about that boyak? Is anyway not a problem? What's that going on over here? What? Who cares about the boyak? The question over here is pisyon l'soicha. The boyak is not the question. The boyak can be larger than the size of an adasha. It's not metame. This is a tzorch in gadol ad me'oid, the capital M. This doesn't make sense here. I'm going back today to the store to get a refund. I'm going to tell the guy behind the counter, you read this. Does this make sense to you over here, what he's over here? Look at what he's over here. If you shein pisyon l'soicha, if you shein b'michya, uve boyak kadosha. What? I understand it's not going to be in the michya nadosha, but a boyak nadosha. That doesn't make a difference. Boyak is always tar. I'm going to tell the guy behind the counter, look what it says here. This is ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. I want my money back. You think he'll understand?
The Tesis Yankov has asked a lot of questions. I mean, Bayek is tar, so the question is why you even mention it at all. Let's look at your gimel.
I get scared from this stuff. This stuff is all over my head. Haram. The tema. Or the Mishnah Vav, Perik Hei, Perik Mishnah Vav, the Perik Av Kama, Chayitza Boi Michya, Ubo Hashchin, the Haboyak. You remember? I don't remember that. I don't even want to go back there. Of Oy Kamish Nice, the Chayin Perish and the Farish, the Boyak, Enoi Memare, or Ish Hahu, Ela Bahar's Kirs, Lamata Memare, Bamaris Oid. The Oid, the Lava Loy Tony, Hoy Boy Michya, Pachus Mechadosha, Ulamai Nafgamina, Korle Atana Kan Boyak. The Oy, Lachinira, Kiperish Harash, Shesaviv haboyak, around the boyak, ho yah o hoysa michya.
That's a different picture. That we didn't understand before. So you have a target and a target.
Shesaviv haboyak, hoysa ha michya, simin tumul primis, the av al gav de boyak, mafsig ben ha oim la pisyoim. Kevin, since the hoop, pochus mechadosha.
This is different. This is a different understanding of the Rashi.
So he's saying you have a boyak. So the child is a hefsik, a naidin. Wow, there's a hole in the world. This opens up now. Olamas. No wonder we said today, Baruch Atah Hashem, Kevin Lechem, This is mamish a nayvelt. A nayvelt. He's saying over here a tremendous chiddush. A nayvelt. We never had this. We never had this. All the times we learn, we never had this chiddush. Is that yitzchayach pisyoin, even if it's not mechubar, provided that what's in the middle. The middle is a boyak. A boyak is like parva land. What?
Boyak is healthy skin.
It's not. Exactly saying it's not healthy skin. It's exactly what he's saying over here. It's not healthy skin. Boyak is a nega. And he's saying in Chiddush that a boyak is not part of the Ikur Nega. That's not part of the Beharis. The Chiddush is that if you have pisyoin, if you have a nega, a Beharis, and around the Beharis you have a boyak, and then you come back next week and there is pisyoin outside of the boyak. Let's talk about it like a simple case, easy case. If you have a nega, and then around the nega you have healthy skin, and then you come back next week and there's a little ring of Beharis around the healthy skin. So what do you have at week number two? Beharis, empty skin, and then a little more Beharis. It's two separate nigoim. That's not called pisyoin. If you come on week number one, there's a Beharis. Okay, go into Heska. Comes back week number two, and what does he see? He sees a nega, and then he sees healthy skin, and then he sees, a ring, another nega, a circle, another nega. Is that called pisyoin? No! That's not called pisyoin, because there's a hefsik between the first Beharis and whatever you're showing me later on the skin. But let's say the guy comes on week number one or even week number two and he has a Beharis, and then right after the Beharis ends, there's a ring of Bohak. And then he comes back week number two and he has the same thing, the Ne Beharis, a ring of Bohak, and after the ring of Bohak, there's a ring of another Beharis. Oh, we say ring number two of Beharis is a pisyoin for the ikab, the oim of the Beharis. What do you mean? There's a hefsik. Boyak is not a hefsik. Boyak has the koyach of chibur. Eishes chaveirecha. Eishes brisecha. A nega. She knows that her really keep you in your place.
So even though Bohak is tahar, and by definition tahar, if something goes through the Bohak to the other side, it can be defined as pisa.
Provided it's pachos me'adasha.
Provided the Bohak is pachos
me'adasha. But let's say the Bohak is an adasha. Can't
then it's a new...
It's a new nega.
Then it's new
Let's read that Rav again. That Taisha again. He said, "Haral two different words, different shemais. Tzvei dinim in the Torah, the two under the mention, different mention in the Torah. There's Adam one, Adam two, Chava one, Chava two. Zoysapan etzem yatzamai." Basa, but Chava 1 wasn't. Adam, there were two. There was Vayivir Elkim as Adam, Vayibach Ba'ab of Nishmas Chayim. And then in the Sheni it says Vayitzer Hashem Elkim as Ha'adam. There was Adam and Ha'adam. Say under the mention. There were two Adams. You know that?
Did you ever read that by the Rav? Yeah, I know. There's an essay by the Rav.
The Rav. There was more than one Rav. There was the Rav from the 70s, and there was the Rav from the 60s. There was more. There was the Rav from the 40s. Which Rav are you talking about? There was the Rav before the Rebbetzin died, and there was the Rav after she died. Different person. Under the mensch, they were like Carmi would say, two passing ships in the evening. The Maral didn't know from the Rav. And the Rav didn't know from the Maral. There's only one person in the whole world 7.5 billion people would say that. The Rav and the Maral, two passing ships in the evening. The Rav didn't know from the Maral. And the Maral didn't know from the Rav. Mi Omarze, 7.5 billion people. In the history of the world, there must have been trillions of people. There's only one person that has a mind that can say something like that. Karmi Shili Loi Natarti. Kerem Hoya. Ben Shomain. Vayazkeu Vaisalkeu Vayitoeu Soyrek. Karmi is the Soyrek. How's he doing, by the way?
Okay, a little better.
He came to Shul last night. Kishon Beisoy. Uvishuvosoy Horama. Kishon Beisoy. The Bet Midrash. The Bet Midrash. Was he accompanied by the Talmidim?
No, he was left.
Oh, chaval. So chaval, he should be accompanied by Talmidim and Talmidot. What was his name? Five Luris. So the Rav, Simchas Teire. The Rav, I was by the Rav. The Rav, Simchas Teire. It was the dance. It was to give Shurim Teire. So after the davening, we went to the Rav and we sat down by the Rav's table. And the Rav, Anoshim, Vinoshim. The Rav gave a shir, at Simchas Teire, Anoshim, Vinoshim, Be'avuvio, Be'taruvis, Teire. And then the phone rang. The Rav didn't answer. The Rav went weiter, Simchas Teire, Teire. Teach to be Malami Teure, La'amo Yisrael, Anoshim, Vinoshim, B'yachad. And then the phone rang. And the Rav didn't answer. Simchas Teure. And Don Chamor. And then the phone rang again. And the Rav said, excuse me. The Rav got up. He went into the other room. He closed the door. Oh, Simchas Teure, Shemini Atzeres. And we heard the Rav. He picked up the phone. He answered the phone. Hello? And we heard the Rav say hello. And the Rav put down the phone. And he came back. Simchas Teire. Who called? Rav Chaim Hillel called him. Rav Chaim Hillel said, JB, when the doorbell rings, answer the door and call me back. They brought him, he had to have emergency surgery. Rav Chaim Hillel. That was really the Rav's Rebbe. And he wanted to know if he should have it on right now, on Yom Tov Sheni, Koach Nefesh. So he called him for Pesach Halacha. And he told him he must have the surgery immediately. Immediately. It was an emergency surgery. Rav Chaim Hillel. The Rebbe of Rabbi Yosher Be'er. Rav Simcha Soloveitchik told me all about him.
Did he ever use his Sefer HaMitzvahs to know?
Who? Chaim Hillel? I don't even know what it is.
He has his own version of Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Ramban that he got from a manuscript that has some variations.
Really?
Yeah.
I know where he's buried. I was by his kever recently. I was misfollowed by his kever. He's buried right near my grandmother. Yachav Kamenevsky, of Chaim Hillel, of Ruven Guzovsky, all the Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and his wife Pesia. Rav Moshe Mamish Pesia Feinstein. The mother and the father of the Rav. He wrote the Matzeva for Chaim Hillel of Yosher Be'er. Very short. Rabban Shel Kol Yisrael. He wrote a very, very short, beautiful Matzeva. And when Rav Yosha Ber died, they just took exactly what he wrote on Chaim Hillel, and they wrote on his Metzeva. Word for word. Bidiyuk. You can go to kivodim.com. Exactly the same.
Massachusetts. You can go to Roxbury, Massachusetts. You can look and see what's printed on the website.
His mom, you know, his mom is having protested. The school's having a protest for the